years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299, king adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Dog is man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Where you hide an Easter egg depends on how long you want your kid to look. Now, if you want to make it easy, hide it behind the TV. But if you want to make it a challenge, hand them $200, a shovel, a backpack with water and freeze-dried berries, pepper spray, a map to Cairo, and tell them that in the deepest, darkest catacomb of the oldest of the 138 pyramids, they'll find the spirit of King Tutankhamun, who will transport them to a spiritual realm where, if they answer the 5 questions of the Nubian demigods correctly, they will be rewarded with a peep. Any color they choose. Now, is it a lie? Of course. But what an Easter memory they'll have. Plus, you'll get the little turd out of your hair for a day. Or two. Or 100.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
We have quite a chill in the forecast. What a big change. There could be a few leftover showers tonight. It's going to be breezy and colder. Overnight low temperature drops to about 45. Tomorrow, the sun returns, but still kind of brisk, with a high temperature up to about 66. But those gusty winds will add kind of a bite to the air. And then chilly again tomorrow night. Mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature by Easter sunrise down to 45. And then a high temperature, well, nice recovery Easter Sunday with up to about 80 for a high with plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Junk, chocolate extra with gunk. You're sugary and gooey. When you take a bite of it, it's like popping a big zit. This cannot be okay to eat.
It is a Cadbury creamy, the kind you find in a convenience store. Cadbury creamy. And if I eat one, I will puke on the floor. Cadbury creamy, filled up with mucus.
calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome to this special Easter edition of Happy Hour. I'm Joey. Alongside us this afternoon, we have Eddie, Rosie, and of course, Craig Vito himself.
Here
hello.
They are.
I wasn't plugged in.
I just eaten a Reese's egg.
That's a very 60. 60 yeah. Reese's?
And they're so good. It sounds like a challenge.
Another variety pack.
We have two bags.
We heard there might be someone with the munchies here, so we came prepared.
If you die from sugar load, right, at least you'll die
or
happy.
Or someone that has low sugar. We're helping them out today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is Jay still downstairs? Because I heard he loves these things.
Jay doesn't need those.
None of us
None of us need them, but they're so delicious.
I'll decide what's best for Jay.
Oh.
It's, I...
Who's your daddy?
The first request of this Friday afternoon was for the Cadbury bit from Emily, but I thought she wanted the song, the Prince parody that came out the other day, but she, in fact, wanted this one. So this is request number 1A.
Everybody loves Cadbury cream eggs. That is... Everybody except Emily.
I don't know why that has to be brought up and what significance that has.
Jay knows famous people who love them.
Sam Elliott, Walter Cronkite, and Geraldo Rivera.
And we here at Cadbury were going to ask Emily to be the Cadbury spokesperson. But when we found out she doesn't even like chocolate...
It was a game changer, to say the least.
We withdrew our multi-million dollar offer.
Well, okay, fine.
And what does Greg have to say about all this?
If you don't eat your pizza, I'm going to eat your pizza.
Cadbury cream eggs, making everyone's life a little sweeter, except Emily's.
Yay! That just frosts my pajamas.
That you're the only one that isn't wired to like chocolate, the only human being I know personally that doesn't like chocolate in one form or another.
Right, and who greeted us at the door today?
Rose? Yes.
Yes,
Eddie and I were both down there carrying our bags full of chocolate, and she was like, oh, man, what is this? Nobody loves me.
Well, so she took it personally, like this is an assault.
We assured her of our love.
Yes.
Don't worry, Greg. After Easter, I'll bring in some fish sticks and pastrami.
Well, yeah, I heard about your love for pastrami.
Yeah. Oh.
I love pastrami.
There's two things that I ate and got violently ill, and I think the pastrami... Somebody probably had fecal material on their hand or something.
Oh, please. No, Greg.
Well, it was pastrami,
right?
That
is a disturbing image.
Well, I remember, this is a long time ago, though. I remember the sandwich tasted pretty good. There was no taste evidence, but it wasn't long before I was breaking out in fever and vomiting. So I think that might have been a food poisoning, but I've never had pastrami since.
Do you remember the name of the chef of the commissary?
No. I don't know that NBC has a con. They're not even in that building anymore.
Did you have some type of relationship with the lady that made the sandwich, perhaps?
It was a guy.
Oh.
Was his name Turd Ferguson?
May as well.
You know
been.
Turd Ferguson?
Yeah, I've heard a tale of him.
I love Turd Ferguson.
You heard? Ever heard tell of a boot? So, what do we want to do on Good Friday afternoon? You know, as I was driving in, and part of it is the way the sun backlights the clouds, but purple is an Easter color. And as you look to the west, the sky was literally a deep purple.
Yep.
Coming in today. It was just something you saw and felt at the same time. That's really all I have today. I'm so sick of the Mueller report. I cannot begin to describe the level at which my gag reflex starts to kick in.
Ditto.
I don't want to debate it. I don't want to discuss it. It's over. There's nothing there. Even the lead Democrats are saying, okay, now we got to find some other way to macerate our strawberries and waste our time. It's not. And did you hear Cortex? She was asked, she was being interviewed by. All right, can you name the top three reasons?
Oh, I heard about that. But have you heard about the video she came out with?
No.
That's something we can do on a Friday. I've only heard tale of it.
Yeah.
But it's like a 12, 13-minute long thing. I think we should do some Mystery Science Theater with it.
Oh, sweet.
But the premise is that Alexandria is still taking a bullet train that she helped construct with passage of legislation early in her political career. So this is like 20 years in the future, where the Green New Deal is in full effect and it's been an amazing success and has remade the world.
This is a... she's in it?
Or she's narrating it.
She's narrating
it. And it implies that possibly she is president of the United States. It's really rich and
in what dimension?
But if you, I think it's if you put in AOC Democracy Now.
Well, I mean,
or AOC Future, something like that.
Begging your pardon, Rosie, but it would be kind of cool to call somebody the first bitch.
Mm. Well, all right, Greg.
BOTUS, bitch of the United States. I'm sorry. This woman makes my blood boil. Now I'm getting all out of shape.
Get out of shape.
So I don't see this. How would I look
put in AOC like Democracy Now or AOC Future? Yeah, that's what it came up. Future.
Future?
Yeah.
Mystery Science Theater.
There it is. A Message from the Future with AOC, the second one. And it starts off, I think, with this introduction. But
you see those two women there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what you'll notice about liberal women. Because this video clip opens with two women. And I would bet that neither one of them has...
Never mind.
Greg?
I don't think either one of them has been to Millbrook.
In a while?
In more than a year.
I got you.
Maybe longer. The one on the left, probably about a decade. Which is why they're angry and frustrated and participating in an illusion like this. Should we listen to some of this
stuff? Yeah, I'm not sure how long this little intro is with these anchors, but I guess we'll see.
Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.
And I'm Nermeen Sheikh. Welcome to our listeners and viewers around the country and around the world. The push for the Green New Deal continues to build momentum in the United States. Backers of the bill are launching a nationwide tour tonight to build support for the congressional resolution which seeks to transform the U.S. economy through funding renewable energy while ending U.S. carbon dioxide emissions by 2030.
Oh, wow.
Two Massachusetts lawmakers, Democratic Senator Ed Markey and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, are launching the Green New Deal tour at an event tonight in Boston. Meanwhile, the online news outlet, The Intercept, has just unveiled a short illustrated video featuring Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the New York Congress member who introduced the Green New Deal in the House.
We'll pause it there. Is that a burqa she's wearing in her bullet train?
No. She's gone all like, you know, Storm and X-Men. Like, she's got black hair still, but with a big white strand that's been, like, you know, Zeus through a thunderbolt. And
is that her crazy streak showing there pretty good?
Yeah.
She always looks like she just saw a naked man for the first time.
Does she think this is a game?
I don't know what she thinks this is, but she is obviously... Nobody's been honest with her, and she doesn't realize that most of the country looks at her as a clown.
If you see right there...
I can think of 25,000 reasons why the people of New York should go to D.C. and pull her ass out of her seat in Congress just
exactly.
Blowing that Amazon deal. But let's listen.
It's titled A Message from the Future with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's set decades in the future as Ocasio-Cortez looks back at the Green New Deal's impact on the country. It features stunning artwork by award-winning illustrator Molly Crabapple. We'll play the video in a moment, but first we turn to Intercept senior correspondent Naomi Klein, who helped make the film. She's the author of many books, including This Changes Everything, Capitalism Versus the Climate. At an event celebrating the fifth anniversary of The Intercept Tuesday night, Naomi Klein discussed the making of the video.
I don't want to listen to Naomi Klein.
I'm not really eager to hear what she has to say either.
Just scroll ahead some to the video.
Capitalism versus the climate?
Yeah.
In December, the debate about the Green New Deal...
There's another one that hasn't been in Millbrook in 5 years, minimum.
Center and the far right, who And what Molly and I were talking about...
I guess this is going to be more like 5 minutes.
The original banker's coup. And...
Oh, shut up,
that
Naomi.
They're just greedy. That they don't...
The banker's greedy. Have you noticed the
language? And the interesting piece in the future, in the scene that just imagines the future, is
yeah,
like...
here we go.
Stop talking and let the film talk.
All right, we're at the film, but we have to take our
first thing I heard all day.
Yes.
Give me another one of those Kit Kats.
You bet, buddy.
Man, look at this. A message from the future with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is just adorable.
Do you want to hear a message? Do you want your future designed by Alexandria?
Was it more than 12 years in the future? Because I thought that's all we had left anyway.
Well, what's the point? Yeah.
Well, no, but in this future, they've passed the Green New Deal.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, and get ready. There are cameos by people of all walks of life.
Oh.
I except believe. White people, probably.
Oh, well, the white people, I mean, they've learned their place. You know.
Oh, of course.
Right. Of serving others, right.
So do you want to look at this?
No!
I share your lack of enthusiasm. You just heard Rich talking about the forecast, and really, for mid-April, 3 weeks into April, pretty brisk temperatures. Tomorrow morning and Easter morning, I would dare say that some people will still be using their heat. And then... on Sunday especially, they'll wake up with the heat on, and then about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, hey, it's getting warm. It's getting, you know, temperatures pushing 80, and back comes the AC. So back and forth, very stressful to the system. And what you need for that unit that works so hard to keep you in your framing comfortable is a company that can back it up with premium people who will offer the best in service to make sure that it gives you the 20 to 30 years that it should. They are built to last that long, but they won't unless you give them TLC. On this show, TLC means the love of Clark's. They have just an equally talented group of plumbers that are on call, like the AC and heating folks, 24/7 at 277-2125 for $159 membership fee. You get two annual tune-ups, and you'll probably make a lot of that back on your power bills because your system will be running at peak efficiency. It just depends on the individual situation, but it's nice to know that comfort is a phone call away if problems occur. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup. Cup.
Oh yeah, chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup. Chicken
and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing. with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
We're taking a peep into the future as designed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the New Green Deal. What's wrong with you? How could you like New Green Deals?
I thought I hated politicians of, you know, the boomer type, but now that I'm seeing politicians from my own generation, Greg, I hate them even more.
She's even like a year younger than you are.
Yeah, 1 year younger than I
am. Yeah, but Joey, don't you think she's got a puppet master? She's just the puppet on the string.
It's possible, but I mean, she's the one out front doing it.
No one person can be this stupid.
Not without help. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's just...
But I'm sure this young lady, she's been in Congress almost 3.5 months.
She even know where the bathroom is yet?
I sure think she knows where the bank is. And I think she's already signed a big book deal, because if Bernie can be a millionaire, it's okay. You know, it's okay for them. We're the ones that can't be trusted with $1 million. People like you and me and William B.
Hey, good evening. How's everybody?
Good. 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 How you doing, William?
I'm doing good. Hey, Rosie, you keeping them straight now? That's a job.
Yeah, you're right. I brought candy as bribery.
Yeah, I know. I need some candy. Oh, well. I guess I'll
just go park this truck and go home to Millbrook.
Sounds
like a plan. Anyway,
yeah. That's what's in my plan. I'm ready to end this week. Can we do some Norm this afternoon?
Yeah, which one?
Just pick one. Anything by Norm. Yeah, he's good.
Rosie, will you make a note, please?
Yes.
And help me remember all their stuff.
I will.
Okay. Thanks, William B.
Hey, is Joey still sitting there?
Yes.
Hey, I got the boat done, man. You
got to
see it.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, you just got your boat wrapped?
Yeah. I got it finished. Now you got to see it.
Send a photo.
I'll do it when I can get to the house and get one. But, I'll send
pictures
of it. It looks good. Awesome. All
right.
Y'all
be good.
See you, buddy.
I think he lives in Millbrook.
Oh, well, good for that guy.
Yeah. Twice a day, Millbrook.
Twice a day, Millbrook. And Eddie Bader can find you a house there if you're interested in joining the excitement.
I certainly can. The market is getting hot, hot, hot in Millbrook right now, too. So
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but something in the
blue
water.
Blue water.
Yeah, something in the blue water is right. Okay, are you ready for this?
No, but let's start.
A message from the future from AOC.
I think we should talk over it as it's playing at times.
The bullet train from New York to D.C.
Oh, the bullet train.
It always brings me back to when I first started making this commute. In 2019, I was a freshman in the most diverse Congress in history. Up to that point, it was a critical time. I'll never forget the children in
our
community. They were so inspired to see this new class of politicians who reflected them navigating the halls of power. It's often said, you can't be what you can't see. And for the first time, they saw themselves. I think there was something similar with the Green New Deal. We knew that we needed to save the planet and that we had all the technology to do it. Mm-hmm. But people were scared. They said it was too big, too fast, not practical.
Right.
I think that's because they just couldn't picture it yet.
Right, we just can't imagine
I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start with how we got here. 1977, New York. A senior scientist named James Black made a presentation about how burning fossil fuels could eventually lead to global temperatures rising 4 or 5 degrees Fahrenheit. Within 2 years, one of the world's biggest supertankers was outfitted with a state-of-the-art lab to measure CO2 in the ocean, gathering more data about global warming. Guess who was doing all of this research? Exxon Mobil, the oil and gas company. Oh yeah, Exxon knew this whole time, as did our politicians. 10 years later, James Hansen, NASA's top climate scientist, told Congress he was 99% certain that global warming was happening and caused by humans. That was 1988, the year before I was even born. So did...
Lord.
I don't know how much more of this horse crap I can take.
Good, because I didn't bring my boots today. It's getting kind of deep.
It's the... Yeah, if you were
how earnest it is
born a minute ago and listening to this, really?
So this is how she saves the world?
It's very self-aggrandizing.
A
year just before I was born. because there was no history. You're like Obama. There was no history prior to you. But, you know, I quoted George Orwell on Facebook last night. Did you see
that? Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is so true. I forget who I stole it from. I thought you'd be impressed. It's not H.L. Mencken or any of...
No, George Orwell's wonderful.
In fact, I was busy on Facebook last night with a lot of stuff, just waiting with the weather. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. From George Orwell's 1984, and we are watching this play out right before our eyes.
Yeah.
That was something we said many times, like, whoa, until I came along, that, like, yeah, this, what a piece of crap country this was. We were arrogant and dismissive. While he was stepping over the tombstones of our soldiers in France who freed people from the very fascism, this little, it's a good thing you're here today. Because I would probably have used at least 3 words that could get me a day or two off.
Probably.
By the way, he's not talking about me, because I would be encouraging him. But God Rosie is here.
No, Eddie, you're a good influence. I have a couple of calls. Duke?
Hey, brother, how are you?
Hey.
You're making me throw up.
Yeah.
That is some asinine stuff. Anyway, I just want to wish y'all a happy Easter, man.
Thanks.
Happy Easter to you, Duke.
All right, y'all be good.
All right.
And Mike B.
Mike D., how's it going, guys?
Hey, bud.
Why are we getting tortured today?
You know, Joey made me do it.
I know. It's all Joey's fault.
I wanted to see Greg squirm. In fact, I wanted to hear the whole audience squirm.
Damn,
but I also wanted to display the absolute hubris, arrogance. Oh, the people just can't see it because they can't envision it. No, I can envision quite a lot, Alexandria. And, you know, you can have all the wonderful utopian visions you like. What are the means of getting there? And if that means treating me like a little cog in your frickin' dream machine, leave me out of it, you damn idiot. Tyrant.
You can't be it.
Well, yeah. I never heard
like in human history people have had utopian visions and said, oh, people just can't envision it, and then, you know, stomp on the freedoms and lives of millions. That's never happened before. No, when Stalin tried to take power, and when he did take power, he told everybody that it would all be crap and there would be a whole system of gulags, right?
Yep.
When Hitler took power, he told them all about everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
He kind of hinted at it. But it's ridiculous. Well, Mao was just trying to get the forward. The great leap forward. And she said, well, I have no intentions of hurting anybody. We just want to help, you know, save the planet. Okay, when you have that vague of a vision, what's your means of getting there? And if it means controlling every aspect of our lives, you That's call the they economy.
Want. Exactly they want to be up want. Our ass from sunup to sundown, yep. and as they shovel us into a grave.
She has no idea what she would do.
You're absolutely right. Well, can I request George Carlin's The Owners?
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be a good one.
And y'all have a happy Easter.
You too.
So we try and endure another minute of this? This is, again, Occasional Cortex with a new video, a message from the future. And in this video, she is the future.
Exxon listened to the science, including their own. Did they change business models, invest in renewables? No, the opposite. They knew, and they doubled down. They and others spent millions setting up a network of lobby groups and think tanks to create doubt and denial about climate change. It was an effort designed to attack and dispute the very kind of science they themselves had been doing. And it worked. Politicians went to bat for fossil fuels, and these massive corporations kept digging and mining, drilling and fracking.
All right, let's pause it there, because this is an ongoing sequence of cartoons. Where do we have in the United States a city that looks like the one that's on the screen? It depicts all these factories and buildings spewing smoke. Is there any city outside of maybe part of northern New Jersey that looks like this?
That's all I can think about with Jersey, dirty Jersey.
You know, Union, New Jersey, another state that people are fleeing because of high taxes. You know, what fantasy, absolute fantasy, farce. And the problem is that the media is going to make a great effort to sell this. And the Generation Z kids, all the college kids, I mean, they're still, who was it the other day? They had Candace Owens, little Antifa a-holes are out there protesting a black conservative woman. That's not racist.
No, not at all.
You are not black the way we think you should be. So get back on the plantation, then maybe we'll consider your visit here. Otherwise, we'll commit violence. You're crazy. And I love Trump's idea. If we don't have free speech on campuses, you don't get government money.
Why not? Why give them anything? If they're not going to back up what we all support, what our country is behind, why give them any money at all?
I agree.
Quack, quack. Although we do that with foreign countries on the regular, but still not here.
We should stop paying other countries, period.
Oh, I agree.
Socialist bastards. Excuse me, Rosie. Here's Eric.
Hey, afternoon, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you remember 5 years ago they had this Green New Deal about hydrogen cars, and I think it started out like this. Hey, you know, if we start this hydrogen thing up, the oil companies will buy us out. We'll make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sounds like the same thing over again.
It's all about money. All of this is about money.
Always has been. Always will be.
Taking away from those they deem don't need it, don't deserve it.
You're not worthy anymore, yep.
And they'll decide where it should be spent and on what. Like giant waste of time and resources like this.
Politicians are the ultimate hustle.
They really are.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Thanks.
All right, so you did a little time in the cryotherapy chamber.
I did this morning, three minutes.
When Joey goes in there, it's minus 270.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Well, yeah, that is, I don't want people to be put off by that.
That's just a little chilly.
Why would they?
I mean, it's only minus 270.
But you got to understand why you feel so great when you get out, and that's because your body does not know it's in a chamber designed to be that cold. Your body only knows the natural reaction to that temperature. So blood rushes to the core. It's not like you turn into a popsicle when you walk in. Your body does what it's supposed to do to protect you when hypothermic conditions exist. But what that does is supercharge your circulatory system to deliver in the blood everything you need to heal. He does this, he's getting beaten up by his trainer.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of muscle soreness and stuff. And by going into that chamber, the blood delivers and accelerates the healing process for muscles. But it also does some other things. When all that blood rushes to the core, there's a huge caloric burn. So it can help you lose a little weight in the process. And when you walk out, because when your body goes into that mode, it sends the blood everywhere from head to toe. You walk out feeling like new, you know? New and improved.
It's amazing. Yes.
You walk in an old mess, you walk out new and improved when you do cryotherapy and infusion. IV vitamin therapy for weight loss, for mood, for recovery from too much partying, for better energy, for building up your immune system. You can order it up. They have a whole menu of options. All of that goes into the blood. When you digest vitamins, a fraction of what you take gets in. And then CryoSkin 3.0, which is a new alternative to expensive and costly cosmetic procedures, where they can, in one session, remove an inch from your waist, or they can target cellulite, upper arms, and other areas where you'd like a little extra help making that stuff go away. Call them at 296-1662. Ask for Ryan Turner or Lori or any of the staff there. Make an appointment for a consultation, and please tell them you heard about it here on News Talk 93.1 FM. 296-1662. That's Infusion, Cryo, and Laser.com online. 3:37, our first traffic update, local news, Bridges forecast. And we'll probably go back for another minute of torture with this. But we got to get something funny in. Norm.
Montgomery Skywatch looking around the river region on our Friday afternoon, and we have an accident on I-65 South. It's causing a backup. It is around the 165-mile marker, and traffic is backing up to the Selma Highway at this point. So if you're caught up in that, just look out. It'll move through pretty quickly. On the boulevard, it's really busy this afternoon. Everybody's headed somewhere, and we have a large crowd of cars between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, also around Vaughan Road. We also see a big bunch of cars around the I-85 intersection. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, rush hour starts there around noon, so it's always busy on Friday afternoon. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. A Montgomery Fire spokesperson says a house fire on Ponce de Leon Avenue last night was caused by a lightning strike. The fire broke out in the 600 block of Ponce de Leon Avenue. You could see flames shooting through the roof. Fire officials tell us no one was home at the time and no injuries were reported. Last night's storms also caused major flooding in Macon County with the road completely washed out on County Road 46. The EMA director says the road remains closed for now. This Good Friday, Christians from several denominations gathered in downtown Montgomery for the 11th annual Way of the Cross. They started the silent processional at St. Peter Catholic Church and wound through the streets of downtown, stopping at several places along the way for gospel readings and meditation, all in honor of Holy Week and the build-up to Easter Sunday. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have quite a chill in the forecast. What a big change. There could be a few leftover showers tonight. It's going to be breezy and colder. Overnight low temperature drops to about 45. Tomorrow, the sun returns, but still kind of brisk, with a high temperature up to about 66. But those gusty winds will add kind of a bite to the air. And then chilly again tomorrow night. Mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature by Easter sunrise down to 45. And then a high temperature, well, nice recovery Easter Sunday with up to about 80 for a high with plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna heat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup. Cup. Oh, yeah.
Chicken and waffles gonna heat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup. Chicken
and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, continental U.S. only.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. They have that guy, Schrankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
Most brilliant line in that whole clip is, I don't know if you guys are history buffs.
Yeah.
It just plays so well from there. We have a guest in the studio, Lee Sims, from Hospice of Montgomery, to talk about an event coming up on May 4th.
Yes, thank you, Greg.
At Montgomery Country Club. They let me in there once a year. And this is really, really, in terms of fundraisers and charity events, the best one of the year. So let's talk about it. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, I want to thank you again for letting us come in here and talk about our premier event of each year, the Derby Party. It's going to be held on Saturday, May 4th at 3:30 to 6:30. It's our annual event. It's the theme is Kentucky Derby, and those of you who have been there, and it's at the Montgomery Country Club.
It is beautiful. It is like walking into the set of Gone with the Wind and seeing beauty and magnificence.
Absolutely. It's well hosted by the club, and people that have been there have enjoyed it, and we have and expect a real good crowd. Of course, the funds raised through the event will help defray the cost of patient care and family care that's not covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or other private insurance companies. Hospice Montgomery has been serving this area for over 40 years now, since 1976. We provided medical care for the seriously ill, bereavement and grief counseling for families, as well as caregiver relief for families in the rural region, regardless of their ability to pay.
There may be people who are still stuck at grief. It's a terrible thing to go through, and it's very difficult to work your way out of it. So it doesn't mean that you lost somebody last week or a month ago. It could be a year or longer, and you still haven't processed. You're depressed. You're still sort of mummified in that the intense emotions that go along with it. We don't teach people how to process something. That is the heaviest experience you can go through in life. And it doesn't always involve a death either. We are processing in our family the death of a marriage. And it's one of those things. How do you get your brain away from that? How do you move forward with your life? And these are things that you can counsel people with. And you cannot understate the importance of the service that they offer, because our friend Rosie here, she and I and another woman named Terry work very closely with the Roland family. And hospice, part of what they do is to make somebody who's dealing with an illness with a ticking clock on it can at least be comfortable and dignified at that time. But three times, Keith had to take his wife by ambulance to Baptist South because the pain was so unbearable. And unfortunately, you guys were ready. There was never a chance for you to work on her because she passed in the hospital. But this is what we're talking about. This is why this is important. Nobody should ever have to go through that experience with a loved one. So that's why it's really important. Now, yes, the cause is, you know, not something that we tend to like to dwell on. But, man, we got to make sure that they're available for the people that need them. And that's why. And this fundraiser is an absolutely joyous event. I would like you to come.
I would love to.
They also, the ladies wear hats. They do this. It's Derby Day. The race is shown. And there's, a competition or an award for the best hat, best dress, and some other things. It's really fun.
It is.
Food is awesome. And every single penny goes to Hospice of Montgomery. And the club does a phenomenal job.
And the money really makes its way back into service to the community, and that's so important in the work.
How can people get tickets?
Well, you can call Julia Wilson. Her number is 279-6677, or just go on email, and her email address is jwilson@hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Okay, jwilson@hospiceofmontgomery.org.
And just ask for tickets, and if you want to make reservations for the Derby Camp, if you'd like to take kids and have them in sort of a daycare setting while the event goes on, mm-hmm. or any other questions you might have regarding the event.
All right. And I will get to be an MC this year again.
Absolutely.
and I'll get to wear my charcoal suit.
Yes.
You look very good handsome. In that suit. You
yeah.
look good.
Very impressive.
Well, I'm also going to wear a color that day with the charcoal suit that will look very Derby-esque. Count on me for that. Well, Lee, we appreciate you coming by. We'll be talking with you over the next week and a half. The event is 2 weeks from tomorrow. So We hope you can make plans to join us for Derby Day at Montgomery Country Club to benefit Hospice of Montgomery. Please do everything you can to try and join us for a wonderful time and a great cause.
Yes. Well, thank you, Greg, again. And we're all excited about having you serve as the MC this year. You do such a wonderful job, and I know you'll make it a fun event.
Going to do my best. Going to do my very best, that's for sure.
I think it's probably the same way for you that it was for me. When you go on the mic and you talk about something that's very personal and very near and dear to your heart, you do so much better than you do when you have no association with it at all.
That's a story I will tell one day next week.
Yes.
I will take time and tell that story one day next week. Lee, you take care, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks again.
All righty, 351. A couple of things. Just got a river flood warning through Sunday. We did have, we measured over 2 inches at my house. And check this out. A safety alert. I've never seen one of these. Reports of a shooting near Atlanta Highway and Macklemore Drive.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I heard about that earlier today.
At least one person was shot and injured. Two women, if I'm not mistaken.
Over at the parking Walmart. Space?
I was just sure. there before I came here.
Really? Is that why you arrived in such a hurry?
I saw the ambulance. And I saw the medics there, but I had no idea what was going on.
There's a lot of emergency equipment on the scene. And I don't know, why would they put this out if perhaps one of those, maybe the shooter was still at large?
My wife called me and told me when I was on my way here that there was some kind of chase on the boulevard, and that's where it had started, was a gunfight at the Walmart parking lot there, over a parking place. So I knew it was women right away.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, are we on?
Not for much longer. Not for much longer. It is 3:53. It's All Request Friday. Rosie, Eddie Bader, Joey, and yours truly here. We've got a couple of requests lined up. We played the Norm. Is there anything behind Norm that we haven't gotten to yet?
George Carlin.
Yeah, George
Carlin.
The owners.
All right. George will come out of Fox News at the top of the hour. What?
And if I could, as a producer of the show, let's just stop it with the AOC.
You were the one that said to play it.
Yeah, I wanted to get you to rant, but you seem...
That was successful.
Yes, it was.
Were you here for part of the early part of the show?
Right, I'm done with it now, though.
Oh, so...
She's bat crap crazy. No, here's the thing.
She is.
It's just, I don't understand a worldview that can paint all these lovely visions, but at the end of the day, they can't have a freaking imagination enough to think of ways to solve problems without controlling the whole population.
No, they want the economy, they want it all.
Yeah.
Because the government's just, you know, like a church. It's like a, you know, it's like a book club. We just all voluntarily get along. The government never, you know, kills people or locks them up or controls them in any way.
And why shouldn't we, for a woman who got 16,000 votes that gave her the Democratic nod in a New York district that should be livid for the stupidity of bullying Amazon, say, okay, you don't want us? We don't feel wanted here. We'll find another place that will want us. She's a moron.
The world's worst bartender. Remember what she make, 20 grand as a bartender in New York?
You either are lying to the IRS or you suck.
I mean, I've seen...
I think a lot of both is going on here.
I could have made 26 grand as a waiter and I was the worst.
I mean, did you see Tom Cruise in that movie? It was amazing.
Oh, cocktail.
I agree.
Cocktail. I mean, that was realistic, right?
I thought so.
Oh, yeah. That was very authentic.
The 80s looked fun.
Yeah, no.
It was fun, Joey. It really was.
No, I was the worst waiter on the planet.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, oh my, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through, and all the blah, blah, blah. They come in, hawking a chinook with their goshamish bucha at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place. Okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup and don't spill it. pizza ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that. And there, every bit of that is absolutely 100% true.
It's amazing when you deal directly with the public.
But,
oh yeah,
God, the reason I'm here and enjoying a nice life in Montgomery, Alabama is because I took that job.
Yeah.
This is how God works. God, I need money. I want my career back, Lord. And you stick me in this diner? I was so lost on my first day, I cried. I didn't even have a driver's license. My buddy came to pick me up. I can't do this. He says, give it 30 days.
I was saying, you was back the next day, wasn't you?
He said, do it 30 days. Yeah. And you know what? I had made a commitment that I was not going to negotiate what I was told to do. So I stuck it out. I still sucked. I almost cut my hand off at the challah bread bar. I mean, there was all kinds of... but eventually, I did get a better position, but I did 3 months. And if I had not taken that job, I would have never been back in radio.
That's right.
Because somebody who really despised me because I left the beloved Waxy 106 family, you know, and it was a mistake, I admit, came in one night after work just for dinner. And I'm there in my white shirt and brown apron, and there's Ellen. And so I went over, and I said, hey, Ellen, how you doing? And she looked at me, and she was, like, horrified. She said, what are you doing here? I said, I need to do this. I need to make the money to... So, well, you don't have to wait on me. I said, Ellen, it would be an honor to wait on you.
Oh.
And
oh,
I meant it. I meant it. Because I was really happy to see her. She went, and she knew that her boss... always thought I was talented, but couldn't trust me because of my sobriety record, and said to him, I think he's changed. I think he's really done it. Now, here's the interesting part. They did offer me a weekend job.
There
I was
go.
Told I had it, you know, weekend shift on the number one music station in South Florida. A couple of days before I was supposed to go in and learn how to run the board, he called and he said, I've never had to do this before, but I can't give you the job. The general manager won't allow me to hire you because you're a risk. And I said, Rob, you changed my world just by letting me know you wanted me. So
change your whole outlook.
He said, so he must have been really impressed with that, because he did come up with a way to hire me where the company wasn't at risk. I was outsourced into the morning show and left it number one. So I came back from almost decapitating my... Now, you can't decapitate a wrist. You can only decapitate your head, right?
Right.
From amputating my left hand at the challah bread board and getting abused by cheapskate people. But you know what I remember the most is... And I'm a guy that was making, in today's market, about $400,000 or $500,000 a year. How excited I was when I go to a table that had just left and I'd see a $5 bill there.
Mm-hmm. Why was that? Because you knew you worked for it?
It was because I had been humbled to a point where a $5 bill was a big deal.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's
still
what
get
it
emotional
takes.
Talking about
I could
this.
See you choking up over there.
But it was a humbling I needed. And thank you, my